The NDC has denied media reports that a group of NPP supporters yesterday attempted to prevent President John Mahama's convoy from entering Chebbi in the eastern region, which happens to be the hometown of NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedunketia, said NDC supporters in Chebbi reportedly had difficulties mounting their stands as well as the venue for the rally, with some NPP supporters far earlier before the president got to the town. He said the Ochehene and other chiefs of the Ebuakwa traditional area distanced Ochimang from any rowdyism. Mr. Siedunketia said the comment by the president at the palace of the Ochehene was about what reportedly took place before the NDC campaign team got to the town.
We are all people who had reports of something that has happened. I wasn't an eyewitness in the scene, nasty scene, at the Ochehene palace or anywhere around Chebbi. We were all in Koforidua when news started filtering in that the party people on the ground were having some difficulty in erecting the platforms and so on. There were some confusions about the venue and so on. These are all hearsays about things that happened or may not have happened prior to my arrival, maybe. And I arrived much earlier than the president. And so since the president arrived, if he's commenting about something, it must have been a brief he had, but he's also not an eyewitness in it. But let me commend the chiefs and people of Abuakwa. In fact, when we arrived there, and there were these news about the earlier skirmishes, you know, the seat of the Ochehene and everybody in the palace, there were cities that were to give us comfort and to distance the Akim state from any rowdiness that must have happened. So from what I saw in Chebbi, I have no reason to believe that whatever is reported to have happened has the backing of Abuakwa state or any city. And after we paid courtesy call on the chief, gave a wonderful speech and granted us permit to address the rally. The rally was held in front of the palace, and it was a massive turnout, I'm sure. And throughout the period of the rally, I never saw anybody creating any scene at all.
General Secretary of NDC Johnson Esiedunketia speaking on Behind the News. Reacting to the Chebbi incident, the Deputy Director of Communications of the NPP, Yao Boabeng Asamoah, accused the President of overreacting. He said the NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo's commitment to peace is irrevocable. Mr. Boabeng Asamoah also hinted that the NPP has written to the police asking them to meet all the 8 presidential aspirants and their campaign teams to be briefed about security plans for the election.
I find it very unfortunate. The president's reaction was overreacted. What happened?
Very little happened. I don't know. And so for the president to go before the chief and react by saying the people of Chebbi's conduct is disgraceful politically, I think went overboard. Nana Addo's commitment to peace is totally irrevocable. But the instruments of violence are with the state as well. Let nobody assume that the instruments of violence are just with the private people who don't control the police and otherwise, and that the source of violence is the MPP. The state controls violence legally, and the state can use violence legally. And that is why we have always said that the president should not only assure us of peace, but demonstrate clearly to us that he is interested in empowering the police to take care of all of us. As we speak, the police hierarchy have not met the opposition parties to tell us the security arrangements for the day.
Coming from the party, have you also tried to also request that this is in the interest of everybody? So can we talk about these issues?
I'm going to request it formally by a letter, not later than early next week, that the security leadership meet the entire group of people vying for this election. That includes the 8 presidential candidates and those amongst those presidential candidates who have passed. The party leadership and the presidential candidates must meet the police, and the security plan for the election must be transparently laid before them. We are not asking for operational plan. We are not asking for individual names, but we are asking to be briefed on how the peace is going to be kept.
Deputy Director of Communications, Yao Babea Samoa, talking to Kingsley Obinchere on Behind the News. Meanwhile, President Mahama has appealed to the people of Chebbi in the eastern region to exercise restraint and a high level of political tolerance at all times. He noted that as the home of democracy, it is a shame that residents with diverse political inclination cannot coexist. The president was addressing a rally at Chebbi as part of his Eastern Regional Campaign Tour. Our correspondent reports that in spite of the earlier clash, the president received a rousing welcome.
If you are contesting an election, you have to respectfully introduce yourself to the people and solicit their prayers, blessings and votes in order for you to win. That is my reason of being here. I want to add that we heard some disturbing stories on our way here, which undermines democracy. It does not only concern Ukoyata, but also J.B. Dankwa, who was a stalwart in building our democracy. After that, my Akufo-Addo's father became president of Ghana. It is disturbing to hear of incidents in Chebbi, especially during electioneering. It brings Chebbi's glory into disrepute. Since Nana Akufo-Addo was elected as MPP flag bearer, he has been to my hometown, Bole, 3 times. Have you heard that something had happened? I hope all that have been said will settle the matter. I went to the Ochinhene to pay homage to him on my arrival, and we had fruitful discussions. He has a lot of issues bordering on development at heart. I promised him that the NDC do not segregate in development, we distribute it equitably.
The president stated that the NDC is a party for all, and the government will ensure that development gets to them. He promised to fix the deplorable road network in the eastern region. Also in the NDC's manifesto is the building of a public university for the region and a regional hospital. All these, according to the president, will be done within his first term in office.